deserves it.
Anna, come in here, please.
Oh,
Lie down, dog!
Oh, that is a dog.
Ricky! Come here, take care of. Come here. Come here, Ricky. Take care of.
Dog, yes. Should have been dead lost as far as Nanny's concerned.
That's not yours, Grandpa.
Stinks a dog in here, doesn't it? Been pitting all over the place.
Been that sore, isn't it? And badly.
It still stinks in here. Well, it must be them bloody hamsters then. Doesn't it bloody stinks, doesn't it? You smell it. Do you want a fag? Didn't you have enough money for that prescription? Well, you don't have to pay, do you?
Who is it? Full-time education. Put that. You're supposed to pay, but...
You're not, are you? My TS, you don't.
Yeah, because I ain't got a form. I haven't filled out a form. Well, I ain't got it back.
Just put that on.
I put full-time education on it. That's the way I'm a trainer scheme, isn't it? So I'm full-time education. Every day of the week I'm in training. That's all it.
What's it for? Painkillers?
Keto something.
We should have bloody gone and got it. It'd be shut this afternoon, some of the chemists.
Boots won't be, won't it?
Boots won't, yeah.
I've got a pen, that's why I didn't fill it in. Guess I'll go early on.
I haven't got any headphones, so I can't let you listen to yourself.
You've got some headphones.
I've got them, but I mean, I brought them with me.
Of course, you can use it normal.
It's got a radio and everything on it.
Very expensive, they are.
Hey?
I've only borrowed it.
You want to play it back?
I ain't got no headphones with me.
Put it on there.
The recording ones are very expensive.
What with that?
Easy 60.
It's only lent to me for a week. I'll be back next Friday for it.
Recorded woods are expensive.
It's got a radio and tape on it.
No, Ricky!
Tell him he's got out his prescription.
Come here. Thank you.
What? Why ask me?
Do you want French?
Let him know!
Come then.
Oh. God.
How can you go to a nightclub tonight like that?
What?
What was going last, mate?
Man, look what you've done to yourself.
Ricky! Put it down!
Slap him. Slap the dames.
That's that age.
I can't read. No, I read that one. Read the sun.
Read the sun. What's Dad getting now, son, on the star? This is a bit too.
Yes, DJ's having a bit of dog.
Does he like the dog?
Yeah.
Or is he fed up with it?
She's got it crapped on the floor, yeah, a massive pole like that. Don't do it one don't do it on the floor, little dogs all over the floor, there's one spot with little men of it.
Well, why doesn't he put a bloody newspaper there?
No, there's it all over the flag, wherever. Put a news hanging down, there's it on the carpet. So kept doing it by the cooker, so put a newspaper down there, I've done it twice for about 2 days in a row. So put a newspaper down there and then next to the newspaper. Lucky Lever. That should be a white tonight. It should go, hopefully you will go in. It should be quite good.
Look
at
this, look. I'm on tea tonight.
Your tea?
That's what we stopped. That's what we did last night. Stopped for Chicken George on the way home with that.
Where do you get the money from?
Well, last weekend I bought a car and sold it. 40 quid sold one. Well, 50 quid all the game, because I bought a tenner for a set of wheels, because it had alloy wheels on it, sold them for 40 quid. All the money went in the bank. So I've got some money to my note now. Don't know where we're going, though. Don't know where the best places are. Don't know where they are. Half 4 or 5 o'clock time. Go to Cambridge first.
Yeah. Yes, please. You've got to meet him somewhere
That's
first.
Slang.
Find if he's gone. What's his name?
Bad.
Yeah. Got a bloke called Bad. Travellers all got funny names. They've all got brothers called Ricky Lee, Joe Boy, John Boy, and Billy Boy, and stuff like that. They all call him Boy at the end of the name, John Boy. And
that's Roseanne, that I bought him.
Joe Boy. And
that's what they called Roseanne, John, don't they?
Ricky Lee, and all that one. I said to Bernie, I didn't know Ricky Lee was a bloody traveller name. And Lisa Marie is as well.
That's what. Steve's got to call this if he has a girl with it.
I know. That's only because we
was going
to call her Lisa Marie. Weren't we?
I weren't that name,
was she? We was going to call her Lisa Marie. But then, after Bernie said that, because Mum done so much for me during when I was pregnant with Ricky and all the rest of it, we called her Anna Marie after Mum. Because we called it, changed it from Lisa to Anna. For Mum.
Look.
Look. Steve. Girl, go and get out with tonight. She her name's Tanya. Right, it's spelled T-A-N-J-A.
Tanya.
No, Tanya. Tanya, I can't pronounce her second name.
She's foreign then.
But that is. Tanya.
No, hot
dog. Oh dear. Naughty!
Look.
So, my sister's called Sophia.
That's Mal Bernie, because this is terrible.
There's me. It's Tanya, Sophia, and... What's her name? Can't remember some Italian name, the old one. Weird, weird name she's got, the younger sister. Just saying, Ricky. Oh dear, come here. Ricky, come here. Come here. Oh dear. Oh dear. Come on. Don't cry, you'd be a tough little boy. You'd be a tough little boy, shouldn't you? Try plugging it in, Helen. Try switching it on, Helen. Try putting some water in it.
Hey.
There's Tanya, Sophia, and I don't know what the other one's name is. Really weird. It's with C.
Oi, oi, oi.
What? That's not a name.
What was the name then?
Amanda.
What was it
Polly
for then?
Amanda. Sound like Amanda though. Mm-hmm. It's like a horse folly.
Go!
Cut to while I was in it to send him in the bank with a shotgun. He got pendant, so I fill out his prescription.
Somewhere, but I don't know where.
Yeah.
You want some new words on that thing then, do you?
What?
I'll talk in backslang if you want.
Come on then.
What?
No?
What should I say? You got an ashtray. One got mash all over.
What should I say?
Talking travellers. Travellers.
Is the kettle working?
Yeah.
Talking travellers talk at me. Jews in the dead of the hour.
I do. Backslang. What does that mean?
You say. I don't know if you watch Neighbours, do you?
No, very rarely.
Well, you put another word in between each letter of the other word. Sort of like. On Neighbours, it's alibi. Where they'd say the first letter of one word, put alibi, and then the last letters of the word. Sort of like Helen would be Halibin, like that, you see. And that's how we talk at work. If we got we've got to wind someone up, sort of like one of the girls fancies the bloke, she'll tell him to his face, but in backslang, so we don't know what he's saying.
There you go,
huh? Plenty of women down there.
Loads.
What's what alpha number? I don't know, I want to know his number. I've got to ring up and like to inquire.
Sort of like, if you want to go to the toilet, you say, I'll go, well, I'm going to the goo to go, I'll go to the goo, then I go, to the goo, and then I go. I'll go is I, well, I'm going is one, to the goo is two, gala go is go, to the goo is two, then I go.
Oh,
you have to speak like that at work.
Ricky, leave it. Get out. I don't want you.
Kettle's gone on.
Hey, don't chew his gloves.
I've got
the tea because
I'm going to sell.
Not you either. Ricky, leave the dog alone. Leave it. Let's get a stroke in this week.
Look.
Oh, we've taken a cat chaser. It's all going on a bit,
what, you know, what we've done when we got home from work. And Jason said, somehow the subject turned to what you wore in bed.
Jason said nothing, right? But he said, but when it's winter, I'm wearing my t-shirt and the pants. And I cuddle up to my glowworm. It was all taking a mickey out of his glowworm, right? So I've come home and I read the paper and I see a glowworm in it. So I cut it out and give it to him and he stuck it up in the back, right? So every time everybody goes past and goes, is your glowworm my way today? He takes a mickey out of him.
Me.
I said a boy was being rude though. Because I said to a boy, I said, you got a glowworm? He said, no, mine's got eyes on the end of it. Mine don't light up, it's got eyes on the end of it.
What I'm trying to say. Stroke him nicely, nicely, whatever it is.
Coco.
No.
Coco the clown. What are you calling Coco for?
It's chocolate cake.
These.
Told him what sort of dog it was, and he goes, well, can you tell me anything else about it? I said, yeah, it had an orange collar on. And he said, he got the lead. Oh, it's not yours, it's mine. Anyway,
No.
He said,
you want a drinky?
He says, mommy. Have you still got a lead?
Mummy.
I said, yeah, the
mommy.
Lead. Hang on a minute. I said, the lead.
He's got her gloves.
Dog's got the gloves.
Get it, dog. I said, yeah.
I want tea. Tell mummy.
Hang on a minute, that's mine. Right? I said, yeah, the collar.
He's hungry and thirsty.
I said, the collar and the lead match. So he brought the collar out of his pocket and he goes, this is the collar. I said, yeah. So he said, can I have a look at the lead? So I'll show him the lead and I matched. And he said, well, he said, you can pick it up.
Shop, they have pens with the same description.
Get one, two, three, yeah. No, one between the kids. Four, one. They're four portions then with all the scraps and salt and vinegar.
Go for four, I was going to get two pounds.
No, don't get the separate portions. Get salt, scraps and salt and vinegar with them.
Have you got a pen?
No, I'll give some money to get one then.
Oh,
you're going to the chemist, they'll have a pen to sign a prescription.
You're supposed to fill it before we get over there.
No, you don't have to, because I always fill mine when I'm in there.
You don't have to, you're supposed to. Doesn't
matter.
Ricky Marmalade.
Anna.
Mummy got some luck. Ricky, pass Nanny the ashtray. Spill of tea. Shouldn't make it a bloody rot.
Pull its tail.
Go.
Where's your letters anyway? You could be looking at them.
£9. Got £14 a bit because it was £8 tax and £5 national insurance. So I thought I'm £84. Shut the door.
You've never
heard of
letters anyway.
In here, hold up for him when you're out. Where's the dog? It's not the bank. Bank's usually got a window envelope, isn't it? That one's a bit burnt because Bernie left it on top of the cooker. smells burning. No, dog! Let her drink that tea. Yeah, drink it up then. Drink it up, Dan. My shoulder, isn't it?
No touch. We may be moving. We can hear her then. Up down occasionally, can't we?
How many tapes you've got then?
20. There's 20 tapes in a week if I can.
But you wear it at, just did I know you wear it at work?
Can't wear it at work.
No, in the canteen.
I ain't done it yet.
Oh. You want to let on, that can't help.
Oh, do I know? I just put it in my body warmer pocket. And to put the thing on there, they think it's a bloody.
Yeah, you want to get some headphones for that as well, then that makes sure.
I've got some headphones.
Yeah, well, let it make look work. So you listen to the music.
No, I can't have them both in.
No, you don't plug them in, you just put the wire in your pocket. Then they think that you just listen to the music.
And then they won't talk to me. They won't take any notice anyway. If they do, I've got a letter, I can tell them what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
Go on, a letter, what you have to give
up.
People if they say, what the hell are you doing?
You what?
She's spilling
that.
Properly.
If people say to you, what the hell are you doing, you give them that. And if they say they don't wish to be on the tape, you have to erase their voice.
No.
Some people might object. Although it's anonymous, no one knows whose voice it is, but. I've got about 10 of them to give people if they ask, what the hell are you doing?
Ack.
It's ack, is it?
Yeah, can't you tell them from bloody dictionary place and all the wording on the letter?
Ack. I get 25 quid for doing it. Well, I get 25 quid worth of vouchers for Marks and Spencers. Which will buy a suit, a shirt or a jumper or something for Christmas, won't it?
See that it, together they will provide a permanent record of how the English language was spoken in the Nordic. Hmm.
I just thought it'd be a bit of fun. No harm, is it? Well, leave it then.
Are you weed yourself?
Let me read that.
Leave it. No wonder it bites you, Ricky.
Helen, it'll hurt it.
Come on, come on. Come on, girl. Oh. Come on then. Up here. That's it. Go. Go. Anna! I don't want it put up there.
Is there any father?
No.
Is there any Nan?
Yes.
Oh, she all right?
Yeah.
Full of moans and groans as usual. Huh?
Dog's trying to lick that tea and put out that cheer.
It's probably wants a drink.
Wants some food, I know that.
Well, give it some blooming
well,
food then.
Well, it's right? It, since it's been back last Sunday, is what we eat, what our scraps left over from dinner.
Poor thing.
If Bernie can't have time to go and get it,
we'll go and get it fed then. At Jonathan's.
Thought the tin was out there. It ain't bad, you know, for a tin of pow, but it's got 38p on the label and it's 29. £29, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, why?
No touch. Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I don't know whether you're supposed to put water in this mixer or what.
No, it's best with it dry. In a
What, to put
separate.
it in the meat?
Yeah, in separate. Separate water.
Remember? I was gonna call it Muttley. Thought to call it Muttley. Bloody wouldn't let me. Come here away from it so it can have its dinner. Come on. Come on, leave it alone. Look, it's got a whole tin in that dish. That'll fill it up, won't it?
Sin.
Well, I know, but it ain't had hot dog meat since it's been here. Not since it's been back for a week. So that whole tin will do it, won't it? Today. I shan't give it a whole tin every day, it's just because it ain't had none. Leave her alone.
We have been feeding it, though.
Of course I have, been giving it everything what we've had, like when the kids didn't eat their dinner or we didn't eat all our dinner. We've given it what's left on the plates, like when kids had chops and mash and all that lot. Had a bit of everything really, chips. We'll put it all in one dish and it eats it all.
You shouldn't eat it, leave that liquid plates though.
No. I scrape up from the plates into its own dish. Come here, Anna. Let doggy have his dinner. Come on. Yeah, Uncle Jonathan's gonna get you some. That was hungry.
Jack.
Ricky, come in here, please, darling.
Stephen, Jonathan's gonna get you some.
Jonathan's gotta get you some. Leave
chippies.
her alone. Oh, ow! Ricky, it will. Bat. No, it won't bite you, it'll bark at you if he does go near when it's having dinner. Because that dog, like, things are called, it'll pinch off. Come and sit down, Anna. Uncle Jonathan's getting you some. Now come on, come and sit down.
Thanks.
Come on. Well, see, them baby hamsters have got ever so big. Well, we've got to buy her for one. £3.
Come on.
They are all going to the pet shop, all but one.
That white one growing.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm looking at it.
Funny looking thing.
No, it's just that Mandy and Jack.
Pardon? For the little ones. Have a bite, please, Mickey. Can I have a look? I don't know where the white one is. Out! Dare not stick my fingers in too much. It might bite me because I've got teeth now. Well, they're all in there. Snuggled up together. Always Bernie and Jeff. Haven't put anything in the fridge for you. It's gone. You should have had it. Yeah, dog, look. In the meat fridge, please. I think I'll go find the meat fridge. I will. Cause I like big messy pink. What? What? Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your Cortina?
Sorry?
I hear you want one
Might
then.
help.
You got a cage? I hear you want one.
Yeah.
Have you got a cage? Have you got a cage? Mickey, no, cause the dog will bite you cause it's having its dinner. Bernie, tell him.
Get off.
Cause it's having its dinner. If
No,
you've got
don't
a cage,
go
you take one then.
Only when we start the little one down, I'll tell you what, that dog will be at the front.
Wait till they've ended.
You left your lights on, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry.
Mickey, tell him.
It's got a big bag
Cause it's
in it
eating.
now.
It's eating, not on both of you, Ricky.
That will if it's eating, won't it?
Oh, crap, I'm in trouble. Enzo.
Don't kick it!
No.
No.
Don't take the piss.
No, this is me.
But do I take
Hey!
time with you, Jeff?
That's bad, that, isn't it?
Very bad.
Jeff.
How you,
Do I take
Well,
time with
you?
You
finished with your,
Don't touch that down there.
Cause it's gonna say, because
What's
you have
that?
cardboard box.
Yeah.
What is it?
A tape recorder.
Oh.
It's taping what you're saying.
Who?
Everybody.
A man went to mum's door and asked
Oh, let her turn it off.
Talbot.
Stand up. Stand up.
Yeah, Bernie. Bernie. Bern. Bern.
Didn't you bring any, Helen?
Cause you're not supposed to stick a knife in, are you?
No.
I'd do that, I've done that
Nan
before.
Did that and buggered hers up.
I know, that'll take a long time to do it though, won't it?
If you get some boiling water in a bowl and stand that in the heat of the boiling water will melt it. That's what I used to do.
Not cause it quicker, does it?
Yeah, just put it in the little bowl and stand it in.
Help.
I'm gonna have to do that at work, mate. What?
Next weekend.
Moving? Well, next Sunday.
Next Saturday.
What? Afternoon?
That's fine, my day, yeah.
Because I'm gonna have to still have the Saturday for my shopping, ain't I? So work.
Do Friday night. Go Friday night.
No, what was I saying? Oh yeah, one of the machines at work, right?
We've got a fitter there, because you've always got a fitter about, haven't you, when they go wrong. Well, they've always gone wrong. Well, anyway, this one particular machine, you've got water in the switch. And every time you turn the switch on, it's blue.
Hello.
So, Roy went to Japan and got a
Hello.
Hairdryer to dry it out, right? And he's drying this switch out with a hairdryer, it all dried and everything. Turn the switch on and you've got 500 volts for him. Shock. So they had to have
get one in you.
They had to call a special engineer out.
Meals.
Well, when you
they
had
to
one
call a special
one
engineer
one
out.
Yeah,
you've got a slice of bread or something, haven't you?
Oh.
Here's yours.
100 milligrams.
Where is it?
100 milligrams.
Have a look at the pack.
Or read this. What is it? Ketoprofen. It's just a...
With all this stuff. I think the pain killer's up with that.
Might turn the bottom as well.
For the extra round you're supposed to have. 28.30.
For
knee. Jonathan's poorly leg.
For my poorly leg.
Yeah.
Put us in full-time education. Probably a ticket. Should I do it? What do you want then? I said, I want to watch. Yes. She goes, oh. She goes, I don't know if you're supposed to pay for them. I said, what if you don't give them what? Find out for 70 of you. She goes, yeah, we'll do that. She says, but I don't know if you have to pay for them or not on the watch. Should I think you're supposed to have a form?
Yeah.
Oh, some salt.
That's nice, right? Yeah, Bernie put it on the bloody thing and it got burned.
There's some salt in the cupboard. Oh, you've got the vinegar.
Blow it, it's hot. Put it down so she can reach.
Training review on 12th of December.
We shut down first. Fortnight is it?
I don't know. Got my Christmas pie that day at work.
Oh. I've come to see you.
No, we've got to go. I've got to get the big training plate.
Hot.
Christmas battle during that day as well. Same bloody fashion, you could take. What are you laughing at?
It's not Coltec water, yes?
No.
Because that's at the old college.
Don't they have a day release thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are?
Ben Hill Street, train deserter.
I was going to say, because mine was gold, Coltec, mine had to go to the college, obviously, but the old college.
Yeah, because it was done by the college, that bit, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's the only bit I hated. I'd rather have been at work all week. I didn't used to like going to the college once a week.
In the chip shop, he bought some fish out of the fryer and put it in the top, and the bloke threw it straight away. Got them with tongs, picked it up and poured the bloody grease off it, put it in the bag. Oh, terrible.
Well, it would if it's only just come through from the fryer.
Yeah, but they literally poured it off.
He's eating hers off the floor.
Nah, I don't poop in the house because Bernie has it out on the balcony today. Can't work. When we get home, so that's got to make us finish.
Man, Jonathan's knee down is pooling.
Wait, I've got a scrap to cover it.
What?
We can't put the empty cord in there, isn't it?
I'm going to get another wrench in there. Do bit.
Sit down then.
Sit down, have a look, Ricky. And I'll bring them to you.
Chip them over his shoelaces.
Sit down then.
Sit down then.
You jammy little pair.
Yeah.
Look at her, all sweet and innocent. When I turn away, she'll nick a chip. I can see ya. Sit down. Sit down.
She's all right sitting there. And then you soon have to go. Where do I go? Where am I going? What am I going to see?
The
Paddy?
Yeah.
Stuart.
Okay. Where's 9 to 4? Where do you live?
Pink.
Well, what colour they are, they make your legs stop hurting.
And there's more daddy.
Got a hot bed, I guess.
Right beside who's you sweat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't live with your father if you took drugs, I tell you. You'd be dead.
And don't taste nothing if they're capsules.
They do.
Capsules don't, do they? Because it's usually sort of like a thin plastic.
You want to taste one?
Didn't
they? No. You want to taste one?
It's usually sort of like a thin plastic over the powder, innit?
You want to taste one?
No. A dissolvable plastic, isn't it? Usually got
all that matters is your leg gets better, do you? What, he'd be wondering where you are?
Who?
Your father.
What was that?
Oh, that lad next door.
Hey!
The one lives next door to me, what? Got killed with him. Funeral was yesterday.
No thanks. You eat it.
What next door? Don't you greet you an
hour? No, do well at the back of me then.
Oh.
Andrew Plume.